Welcome back into the press box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene McLean, the grand domo of all things relating to the press box and to the Louisville Thoroughbred Society here with us. And Gene, hard to believe, but here we are getting set for closing day of the fall meet at Keeneland.
You know, Buzzy, it goes fast, doesn't it?
It does.
Really, time flies when you're having fun. And obviously, if you've been watching my picks, I haven't been having a whole lot of fun over the last week or so. But anytime you're at Keeneland, anytime it's this time of year and you're looking and watching and trying to handicap and challenging rewarding races such as those that are scheduled every single day at Keeneland. It's an amazing time of year, and really now, Buzzy, a week away from the Breeders' Cup.
That's right. But remember, on this last day, despite whatever successes or failures may have come your way, there's always an opportunity, including 11 more opportunities today to score. And the feature on this closing day is the ninth race of 11. It'll go off at about 5:30, first post at 1:05, and it is the $200,000 Haggard Fayette on the closing day of the fall meet, 62nd running of this great event for three-year-olds and up on the dirt.
Yeah, handicap races are kind of a thing of the past in this country, Buzzy. You just don't see many of them anymore, but two high weights in here, and one I really do like. But the two high weights, Core Beliefs, coming in out of California for trainer Peter Erton, and then Mojito Rojo, a co-high weight in this race as well. I'm gravitate towards Core Beliefs. Here's a horse that you want to ship east to win a big race at the Fairgrounds back early in the year, and then went home and really caught some fantastic horses, running both in the Santa Anita Gold Cup, and just has faced really, really tough competition. This is a race I think that he can maybe catch a little lighter group. He raced against Vino Rosso and some of those really good horses out
right there,
and I just think that in this race that if you look at those that are entered, that Core Beliefs is really the horse to beat, Buzzy. Peter Erton doesn't get a lot of headlines, but he does. He's maybe one of the best horsemen, true training horsemen on the West Coast. And his horses always look good. They get their time in between starts. You probably are aware of his daughter, Brittany, who works with TVG and the TVG network. But just a classy horseman who rarely sends his horses into a race or ships his horses when they're not prepared and ready to really run a big one. And I think Core Beliefs is ready to run a big one today, Buzzy.
All right, so the question is, how do you play it, my friend?
Well, I think this is a single race for me, Buzzy. I'm going to go with Core Beliefs on top. I know there's a lot to be said of some of the other horses in here. Mojito Rojo, probably the primary challenger in here. But I'm going to go and make it very, very simple. Once you start looking at exotics and trying to spread out in both in the verticals through the exactas and trifectas and all of those trick plays, I think once you start to struggle a little bit, you just kind of go back to the basics. And I'm going to go win, place, and show on Core Beliefs and really on the wind end. And I just think he's the primary horse to beat today in the Haggard Phoenix. This is a race that was won by the player. And before we leave for Buff Bradley, and his injury was so devastating after going down to the Fairgrounds and he run. He's such a personality, and Buff Bradley spent so much money, so much time, and so much many efforts to get him back. And now he's standing at stud out at Crestwood Farm.
Awesome.
For Pope McLean. And, I'm reminded every time we get to this time of the year that the player really was sitting on maybe becoming the next groupie doll for Buff Bradley. And he never got the chance to do that. But, this race carries a lot of heritage, a lot of history, a lot of prestige. And I think Core Beliefs will join the ranks of those today.
There you go, the $200,000 Haggard Fayette, the Grade 2 race, the closing day feature of the fall meet. But you can get Gene's picks for each and every race out at Keeneland, and his Breeders' Cup picks starting next week. All of that you can find at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean here's hoping you and yours have a great, great weekend, and may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. We're going to be doing some interviews starting really this weekend on the upcoming Breeders' Cup races. We'll be dissecting each and every one of them starting this weekend, so catch those on the Press Box. Appreciate your help, Buzzy, and always look forward to seeing you soon, my friend.
Same here, sir.